A series of pictures depicting the Ten Commandments is on display at Yale Divinity School. The works were drawn by Bruce Gillespie, a celebrated artist with Down syndrome. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman visited the exhibit and has this report.
For Bruce Gillespie, making art is practically a necessity. He's in his 60s now and he draws every day. Retired special education teacher Sam Goldenberg has mentored Gillespie for years. He says he remembers when he first met the artist.
Well, I was teaching in Danbury at the Danbury Regional Center at the time. What I found was that every chance he got, he would go off into the kitchen and find some paper and pen and he'd be drawing and stuff like that. You know, that was his love. Any second that he wasn't working, he would be drawing.
This was in the early 1970s, when programs and services for people with Down syndrome were few and far between. In fact, Goldenberg says when Gillespie was born in the early 1950s, the doctors suggested he be institutionalized. Bruce's parents had other ideas. Sam Goldenberg set about fostering Gillespie's talent, and the two worked well together. Goldenberg, the mentor, would suggest themes for Gillespie, and the artist would get to work. And he says this is how Gillespie created the Ten Commandments.
All he needs is the guide, like for the commandments, which we have here. I give him a guide. Do you know Moses? Do you know the Ten Commandments? You know, and he knew, he goes up to the mountain and he receives the thing. He knew that. So as soon as he has it in his head, I'm fine. Then you can't do anything. Then you just let him be.
The dozen drawings in the Ten Commandments are colorful and expressive, reminiscent of folk or outsider art. Sam Goldenberg and I start with the first drawing, Moses, grinning from ear to ear, carrying the stone tablets down the mountain. But instead of words on the tablets, it's musical notes.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's in a million years. You know, you would think that you'd do the first initial of a word or write a word.
Right.
No, he's not going to do that. He's going to put musical notes in because it's like music to him.
For each of the 10 pictures that focus on the commandments themselves, Gillespie sets the scene with the help of a young family, a father, a mother, and a little baby. Every scene takes place as if looking through a window. Surrounding the window, Gillespie chose two themes. For some commandments, he drew lightning bolts set against a dark night. For others, he drew two angels on either side of the window. Goldenberg says there's a reason for that.
The ones that have the angels is like, do something good, you know. When you get to another scene, like, you should not murder, or you should not steal, you know.
Those are the lightning bolts.
Yeah. Don't do this. He's trying to say in his own way, don't do this. It's pretty fascinating.
Goldenberg says explaining the meaning of some of the commandments proved to be a challenge. Take, for instance, the commandment, you shall not commit adultery.
You shall not commit adultery. I had to explain it differently. He wouldn't know that word.
Sure.
He wouldn't even know that idea. I had to put it to him like, okay, so let's say the father's with the mother and the baby, and the father decides to go and be with another woman. He didn't like that at all.
Despite the complex nature of that commandment, Gillespie nails it. The father is walking away with a new woman, while the mother and baby sit on the ground and cry. Bruce Gillespie created the Ten Commandments back in the mid-1970s, but his prominence as a Down syndrome artist is more recent. Not long after Gillespie drew the Ten Commandments, his family moved out of state. Goldenberg lost touch with the artist for some 30 years, but kept Gillespie's artwork safe, recognizing their beauty and value. Then, surprisingly, in 2012, Bruce Gillespie returned to the state and got reacquainted with Goldenberg. Since his return, Gillespie has had three major exhibitions of his work. In 2017, the National Down Syndrome Society named him their Artist of the Year. The Ten Commandments is on display at the Yale Divinity School through mid-June. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.